Why are we so polarized in this country today? And I'm talking both the right and the left. I remember when President Obama was first elected. He had barely taken his oath, and I mean the right-wing pundits and everybody was just attacking him. I mean, I don't even think he had gotten to the White House yet. They were all over him. Now, you got Donald Trump in there, and it's the same thing, only it's the left-wing attacking. I mean, no matter what the guy does. I mean, if he even turns his head to the right, they go, ah, look, see, he went to the right, he's a fascist. Oh my goodness gracious. This has become ridiculous. So why are we so polarized today? You remember that song that said, looking for love in all the wrong places? Well, folks, we're looking for the truth in all the wrong places. We're trying to get our answers from sinful people, whether it be Republicans or Democrats or independents or whatever. We're not looking where we're supposed to be looking. We turn to the Constitution. Well, the Constitution was written by sinful men, politicians, and a number of them who owned slaves. So we're not talking the greatest in terms of morality here. These are our founding fathers. It's time to knock that pedestal out from under them, because they are not angels. They are not wonderful. They were politicians. They wrote the Constitution, not for the people. I know it says we the people. Forget that. Read the Constitution. We're going to go over that. We're going to go over the Constitution piece by piece. It's going to have to be done in a number of sections. Just a brief example. Article 1, which gives Congress all of its powers. In the initial Constitution, not the amendments, what we call the Bill of Rights, the 10 amendments that were added on. The initial 7 articles. Article 1 is almost half of the entire original Constitution. The article that gives Congress all of its powers to pass laws, do this, rule over men. It's horrible. This was a document that allowed slavery, written by immoral politicians. The reason, folks, we can't find the truth, we truly are looking at all the wrong places. There's only one law, God's law. That's it. Men do not have the power to pass laws. Sadly, we've given them that power, and that's why things are so screwed up. Do you know in Deuteronomy 4:2, the Lord told the Israelites, you will add nothing to this law, you will subtract nothing from this law. Some people think that the law just went to the Israelites. No. Jesus said, I've come to fulfill the law, not abolish it. So if the law was only for the Israelites, then Jesus is a Messiah only for the Jews. We Gentiles are screwed. The Israelites were given the law, but the Bible says in several different places, to be a light unto the world. They were to go out and show the world the law of God, both by living it and by spreading it to other nations. That's why Jesus is the Messiah, not only to Jews, but also to Gentiles. We were all under the law. All of us, Jew and Gentile. And because of that, we are all now under salvation for those who accept Christ. We're looking at sinful man to try to solve problems. Donald Trump always talks about draining the swamp. Truly, he is 100% correct. Drain that swamp. It is filled with snakes and vipers and just all kinds of evil people. What this section is about, the issues, it's about finding truth. Why can't we solve these problems? Well, because if the Republicans are in, they solve the problems one way, which favors them politically. If the Democrats are in office, they try to solve it another way, which favors them politically. One thing I have to give Donald Trump credit for, whether you love the guy or hate the guy, he's right. These people are self-serving. They don't care about we the people. They never did. They didn't care about we the people way back the founding fathers. I hate to burst your bubble, folks. That's not what it was all about. I have a question. Why on all these issues do we look at the Constitution made by man? We look at other laws made by man. And we listen to sinful men. But on all of these issues, how come we haven't looked where we should look? And that's to the Lord. Does the Bible cover immigration? Yes. Does the Bible talk about the poor? Yes. Does the Bible talk about the right to bear arms? Yes. All these issues are covered in the Bible. Why do we always ask these questions? The right to bear arms. What does the Second Amendment say? Who cares? Man does not give us our right to bear arms. God does. We're looking in the wrong places. This is the problem I have, whether you watch conservative news programs or liberal or somewhere in the middle, if you can find one. I'd be honest with you, I can't find one. Each one tries to give its own opinion. Or if you go to this political party or that political party, this party says one thing, that party, you know, something, who cares? What does the Lord say? The whole purpose of this section is to take these issues and see what God says about them. This is why we're so messed up today. We're looking at everybody. We're looking at this group and that group, and this group has its own reasons it wants something done, its own special interests, and this group's got its own special interests. You know what the Lord has? Our interests. That's what He has in mind. What is the best interest for us? It's time we look at His answers. That's why we're so polarized. Everybody has an opinion, but nobody has the answer. This section is dedicated to God's answers. These aren't my answers. These are His answers. We're going to take each issue. Some of them are going to be a little bit longer than others because some are going to require more scripture, more Bible verses. Some are very quick. Some are definitely going to be longer. But why don't we look for the answers from Him? Let's quit asking these questions to all these, I don't want to use necessarily the word fools, but some. Idiots, yeah, I guess others. Rotten people, a whole bunch of those. And maybe even some people who their intent isn't wrong or isn't bad, but they're fallible people. They're sinful people. How are they going to have the answer? It's time to go to the eternal God, the Almighty God. He's already gone over these issues. As Solomon has already said, there is nothing new under the sun. All the issues facing us today have been faced by other people long time ago, and will be faced by people of future generations. This section is all about taking God's word to find the solutions.